It's 8:34. Good morning. I'm Duncan McFadden, and this is 90.7 WFAE. The Harvey B. Gantt Center in Uptown Charlotte is currently hosting a video installation called Question Bridge, Black Males. Filmmakers spent countless hours over 4 years recording black men asking questions for others of their race and gender. They then played the video to other black men and recorded their answers. The result is a three-hour loop the creators call a question bridge.
Do you want to get out of the situation that you're in?
What if the reluctance to take responsibility for improving our communities?
Are your children better or worse off as a result of your fault?
Why wouldn't you be happy with your son being gay?
Why are you so random?
Why do you have that tape mentality?
Why are you afraid of being intelligent?
Why?
What I want to know is,
why am I considered a traitor to my race? Or you guys consider me an outcast simply because I choose to date outside of my race?
In a large room at the Gantt Center, 5 video screens are mounted on a round black panel. Viewers sit on benches arranged to make them feel like they're part of the circle. The idea is to highlight the range of personalities and insight that exist among black males. The artists behind the exhibit, both themselves black men, believe that too often black males are pigeonholed by the media as being one and the same. Those artists are photography professors Chris Johnson of the California College of the Arts in Oakland and Biate Ross Smith of NYU. I recently spoke to them via Skype, and you'll hear first from Biate Ross Smith.
I would say, you know, we focused on black males for this because we were thinking about how black males are one of the groups that are very prominent in media, but very rarely in control of the images and stories that are used to define them. We also felt that black males are one of the groups in our society that have very loaded associations with them. Whether someone is a black male or not, they still have very specific and significant ideas about what a black male is. That then allows us to kind of explode this idea that a demographic is one thing.
So when you say that you wanted to explode the demographic, you specifically narrowed the focus to show how much diversity is actually there.
You know, one of the things that, I mean, as you can tell, that there's a methodology underneath this project that could be applied to any demographic, as Biate said. And so it sort of made sense for us, as he said, you know, as black males, artists, to use a demographic that we understand very well.
Where did you find all the males that participated?
The short answer is we looked everywhere, like far and wide, for every type of black man and black male that we could.
And how much tape did you have to go through and how much editing went into? It's a three-hour loop that plays at the Gantt Center?
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, there's hours and hours of footage. I mean, maybe to give numbers, there's maybe 1,500 question and answer exchanges. I mean, I can tell. When we made the original exhibit, we had to it was really hard to whittle it down to 3 hours. I mean, there's hours and hours of footage. The original installation could have easily been 6 or 7 hours. So it was a lot of, you know, kind of like creating a script, like script writing and workshopping once we had to create the final piece.
You might think that that there is a best representative answer to a given question, and that turned out not to be true. And that turned out to be one of the really important dynamics of the process as a whole. And that is, there turned out to be, let's say, 3 or 4 or 5 really best answers to a given question. And they sometimes contradicted each other and were very different. But the process just naturally created this rainbow of different answers. So what that shows is that, you know, if you're trying to give a view of black male consciousness, you come away with a spectrum, which is, of course, not surprising. It's only that we impose monolithic notions of what black men think and feel or what a black man is that makes us think that there is any right answer to a given question.